Good morning, everybody. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Welcome to Wednesday. The Packers continue phase two of the offseason program, which is away from prying eyes. We won't see or hear from the team until next week. But news overnight that Aaron Rodgers will break his silence, supposedly. On Monday evening, SportsCenter Kenny Mayne's last spin around with the host chair, Aaron Rodgers slated to appear. We'll see how much gets talked about and how much Aaron is willing to reveal. Outside of that, all is quiet on the Western Front. I do want to give you guys remind you of our partnership with Aaron Jones and his youth football pro camp. Please, please head to aaronjonescamp.com for more information on his youth football camp in the Green Bay area in mid-July. You can get all the info you need at aaronjonescamp.com. If you're interested, use promo code CheeseheadTV to save 10%. Head to aaronjonescamp.com. Good morning, everybody in the comments. Good to see everybody. Bubbatron, what's up, man? Missed you. Had no idea where you were. Now I'm feeling whole again. So thanks for stopping by. How many guys showed up to minicamp? Well, it's not minicamp, Kevin. It's phase two. And we don't have an exact count. And that's the fun part. We'll probably get a better idea starting next week when phase three begins and we have some availability. But, they are doing their classroom work and undoubtedly hitting the gym and doing everything they usually do in the offseason at this point. But sans one Aaron Rodgers. But as far as how many guys are there, a head count, we don't know. We ain't got that. What's Getsy's role in developing Jordan Love? He was brought back more because he was Rodgers' guy versus QB guru. That is fair, but he was also a very vocal participant in the designing of the offense and coming up with what they like to run each and every week, installs and what have you. I think he's more than just an Aaron Rodgers shoulder to lean on. I don't doubt he's coaching Jordan Love each and every day. And whenever the quarterbacks convene, Getsy is there. And if Aaron's not there, the work continues. There's no doubt that, you know, a big part of him getting that job and coming back to Green Bay was because of his relationship with Aaron. There's no question. But I think Luke's a good coach. And I think Jordan will do well under his tutelage, so to speak. Nagler is king of the dad hat. You better believe it, baby. Hey, I was wearing the snapback yesterday. I mix it up, you young whippersnappers. Keep you on your toes. AJ Dillon, best quads in the game. I saw the Falcons were posting some dude with quads, and I was wondering how long it would take for Packer fans to get jealous. Yes, AJ Dillon, best quads in the game, no doubt. What was I saying yesterday about ranking things? Good Lord. Do we really expect Rodgers to talk about this with Kenny? We'll see. I would be absolutely shocked if Kenny doesn't ask about it. I mean, maybe Rodgers is dismissive of it and doesn't say much, but I'd be absolutely flabbergasted if Kenny Mayne, on his last show, doesn't ask Rodgers about it. Come on. Go back and watch. I posted a little clip from their chat prior to the draft, but go back and watch that chat. Kenny is not afraid, man. He doesn't care. And especially now that he's out, like, you know he doesn't care. He even makes a joke in that interview where he asks Aaron something, you know, specifically about the Packers or whatever, and Aaron gives him a pretty milquetoast answer. And in the interview, Kenny says, we, meaning ESPN, will categorize this as you were being, like, coy or whatever. Like, and he makes fun of ESPN in the interview. He knows the game. You know, I have zero doubt that Kenny Mayne is going to ask him about it, and I would suspect Kenny will frame it as, so how did Adam Schefter get this? Like, I would be completely floored if Rodgers doesn't get asked about it and doesn't talk about it at least a little bit. I mean, maybe that's not the crux of the entire interview, but yeah, we'll talk about it. The only person I feel bad for in this whole thing is Matt. He looks hurt by the situation. Matt's a big guy. He's going to be all right. Matt's going to be quite okay. You know, he's got a job to do. He's got to coach the quarterbacks that are on hand. You know, Aaron wants to come back. Obviously, we'll welcome him back into the fold, and away they go. Do you think that on the NFC side, the Packers are in the Super Bowl hunt this year? with Aaron Rodgers, 1,000,000,000%. If Jordan Love is their starter, it gets tough. That's just the reality. And now, you could say, you know, if Jordan Love's the starter, you know, obviously the game plan is different. The approach is different. They're going to have to fight tooth and nail to win ball games, though. But yeah, no, with Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback, 1,000,000,000%, they are Super Bowl contenders. No question about it. Do I think Rodgers plays in Green Bay this year? Yes. Cameron, thanks for the super chat. I mean, I don't care because you play the games on your schedule, but is it too much to ask for a home 49er game? Sheesh. I know. They're turning into the new Cowboys back in the 90s. You know, it's the formula, and there's not much you can do about it. It does kind of stink, and it would be nice to get them back in Lambeau. But don't forget what they opened against the 49ers under McCarthy all those years ago, and the 49ers whooped up on them pretty good. So you never know. If I recall, Matt LaFleur was pretty giddy about the drafting of Love. Joe, it's funny you remember that, because I remember that too. But now the narrative has started to switch, with apparently some well-placed sources saying that Matt was surprised by the selection of Jordan Love. Trying to rewrite that narrative. I'll buy that for a second. I'm with you. I remember him being very excited about it. Hi from Kansas City. What's up, Jeff? The Kenny Mayne Show is Monday. I believe it's 6. I don't know. I haven't watched SportsCenter in decades, so I'm not entirely sure, but I think 6 o'clock on Monday. If Jordan Love is the starter, I expect the running backs to get featured way more. Well, I mean, that's the offense though, right? You know, they should be featured way more, even if Aaron's the quarterback. Now, I'll 10-1 will tell you that if Jordan Love is the starter, the play call at the line of scrimmage will get changed way less. So yeah, could the running backs see a lot more work? Yeah, no doubt about it. Last dance, let's go win a Super Bowl, Ryan. That's what I'm talking about. That is all I am talking about. What was JerMichael Finley's phrase back in the day? I got two words. I couldn't even do it without laughing. I got two words. I can't. Oh, God. Oh, Dallas, Texas, Super Bowl. I just can't. It's so good. Oh. Am I crazy, or is it not a last dance situation with 12 traded or a long contract? Anything's possible. We'll see. I mean, the last dance scenario is something I keep kidding about. I would love it, but I don't think it's very realistic. I don't think he's traded, though. I think maybe they touch his contract, but nothing where they lock themselves in, especially not after all this. We'll see. I think something will get done, probably to his contract. I don't see him getting traded. Not this offseason. Maybe next offseason. Have I ever stepped foot on Lambeau Field? You bet your sweet ass I have. Somewhere in the depths of my iPhone storage is a video of Michael Cohen doing the world's funniest Lambeau leap. We were out there filming a video one day when we were working, and Michael's got no hops, let's just say that. Do I really think Love will start before Bortles? I think there's a good chance, yeah. I mean, I think they'll obviously work both of them, but, you know, they drafted Love with the idea that he's going to play. And if Aaron's not there, it's time for him to play. He's a first-round pick. I mean, I understand Bortles is the vet and has the experience, but, you know, if you're going to start down the road, if Aaron's not back and it's okay, and it's time to begin life without Aaron Rodgers, it makes zero sense to not start Love. He needs to play. It's the only way he's going to get better. The only way you're going to know what you got. Yeah, there are going to be, you know, bumps in the road, and you're going to take your lumps, but starting that kind of path down that path sooner rather than later makes way more sense than sitting Love because he's not ready, and then you play what, Blake Bortles for a season, you go what, win 8-9 games, maybe 10 if you're really, you know, the ball bounces your way, and then hell, now you're down picking in the middle of the round again, blah blah blah, you know, and then you're still, you know, you still have no idea what you have in Jordan Love, and you're a year further along in his contract. So, yeah, no, I think Jordan's the starter if Aaron's not there. I mean, I've been wrong before, and I could be surprised, but we'll see. Cyril, Joe Barry seems to bring more passion to practice with a rah-rah approach. When was the last time we had that at DC? A long time ago. Maybe Fritz Schirmer? Maybe Jim Bates. Jim Bates was a little more vocal. I wouldn't call him rah-rah, though. But, yeah, it's been a while. Between Dom and Mike Pettine, had some very calm, cerebral bros calling the plays on defense. But yeah, no, Barry's hands on, no doubt about it. I'm telling you what, man, Will Blackman loves the guy. He just raves about him and his energy, and he's gonna need it. Gonna need to, you know, inject that side of the ball with some life. Has been missing the last few years. Craig, thanks for the super chat. If Love looks terrible in minicamp, any chance Green Bay caves and gives Rodgers an extension that locks him at QB for 2 to 3 more years? No, because he looks bad in minicamp. No, that's why they signed Bortles. He's the backup. If Love looks terrible, like, no, anything resolute coming down the pipe as far as Aaron Rodgers is concerned has absolutely nothing to do with anything that happens in minicamp. Good Lord. I expect Jordan Love to look bad in minicamp. Hell, the Packers probably expect him to look bad in minicamp. That's when you're supposed to look bad in minicamp, when you're a young QB. Yeah, no, that's not going to change anything as far as their negotiations or decision-making with Aaron Rodgers. Cameron, thanks for the super chat. All this for Ben Kurt to come in and be the league MVP. Now we're talking, Cameron. Now you're talking. That's what I'm about. I love it. That's all I'm about. Oh, I love this. This is such a Twitter comment or question. Rather trade with the Raiders over the Broncos to get Carr and convince Adams to stay? There's so much going on there. That's the most fantasy football question I've been asked this week. I don't see it happening, but anything is possible. But to quote Ted, this isn't fantasy football. That would be my response to that. If Barry can get them to wrap up, he deserves Coach of the Year honors. Daniel, that's good stuff. Yeah, I mean, come on, right? Like, can we get back? Every coach talks about getting back to fundamentals, and this is the time of year when you're supposed to do that. Well, wouldn't it be great if they got back to fundamentals of tackling? Like, just tackle. Get the guy on the ground. Wrap up. Drive through. I would give a lot to have a defense that did that consistently. I understand it's the NFL, and I understand they can't practice much, and especially in pads because you're worried about injuries, and I get that. I get it. But golly gee willikers, how fucking fantastic would it be to have a defense that actually tackled? Oh, man, it'd be great. Bring back Joe Callahan. You guys are too much. I love it. Think we have full capacity at Lambeau week one? I do, actually. I think there's a very good chance they're at full capacity week one. All I know is lot one will be at full capacity, and my belly will be full capacity of brats and beer. No doubt about it. Mm-hmm. In Matt LaFleur's offense, and with the talent on this team, Love just needs to be competent to succeed. I know that's a prevalent kind of mode of a prevalent narrative in some backwoods areas of the Packers fandom. I mean, yeah, that's why I keep saying I just want him to be good. Like, would it be wonderful if he was great? Yeah, of course. Yes, we all want a third great quarterback. The odds of that happening are very, 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 very slim. So yes, if he's just good and can operate the offense and get them in positions to succeed and put points on the board, yeah, they should win a lot of football games. But that's a humongous, monstrous if. And I know it's, you know, the deep bowels of the offseason and we got to talk about this stuff because no games to talk about. There's obviously, because it's the Packers, there are no transactions to talk about. But man, that idea of just, okay, all he's got to do is be competent. Well, he's got to achieve competence. And that is not an easy task. I mean, was Brett Hundley competent? And I know that's a different offense. And I know there was a lot more on his plate. But it's just, even competence isn't only going to get you so far. We'll see. Big mountain to climb. Is Kurt Benkert the new touchdown Jesus? He just might be. He just might be. Cheesy baby. I can't read that out, but that's great. Oh. If Rodgers is traded, I think Love won't be as exposed as people think in Matt's offense. I mean, I do expect him to play well, you know, but There's no doubt it'll be tough to watch at times. That's just the nature of the beast. That's life in the NFL. He ain't gonna come in and just light it up. And he's not gonna be efficient right out the gate. That's just impossible. But I do think the offense should help him. There's no question there. Stokes can't tackle. What a random comment. Stokes can't tackle. Neither can I. Thankfully, he can run like the wind and has some pretty good ball skills. So maybe he can be taught to tackle. I doubt it, but we'll see. Aside from Love being the heir apparent, the kid just has a great personal story. Hard not to root for him. Very much agreed, Daniel. Very good point. Will Devontae Adams actually sign an extension without being assured that Aaron Rodgers is in the fold? If they show him the money? If they put a contract in front of him that makes him the highest paid wide receiver in the league, yeah, he's going to sign it. Now, will the Packers go that route? I have no idea. But he's not going to sit there and say, nah. You know, if for no other reason that the franchise tag is sitting out there at the Packers, you know, for the Packers' use, if he doesn't want to sign a long-term extension, okay. I mean, the Packers rarely do that, but it is a arrow in the quiver, so to speak. Now, you know, will Devontae impress upon the Packers how much he enjoys playing with Aaron Rodgers? Yeah, probably. But that's not going to be the make or break if the Packers show him the money. Now, they haven't done that yet, but if and when they do, they make him the highest paid wide receiver or, you know, say 1.5, maybe doesn't quite hit Watkins money, but yeah, he'll sign. Justin, thanks for the super chat. Banky to Tyler after the Yelp brought review troll. Take 2 weeks off and then quit. Well, that was epic. For any of you who need like, I don't know, a distraction from life, go watch the end of the draft show when Corey reads out the Yelp review of, or I guess it was a Google review of his favorite brat place. It was hilarious. Eric, Packers won't be great without 12. Sounds like Packers won't be great without Favre. And they weren't at first. You're correct. If and when Aaron Rodgers moves on, especially if it's this year, they won't be great right away. But the potential is there to be great down the road. And I'll take that. I'll take that every day over what we've seen going on in Chicago, what we've seen going on in San Francisco, what we've seen going on in Miami, all these places that have scrambled for years trying to find a quarterback. I'm down with it, man. I got no problems. Why wouldn't another team offer Adams top wide receiver money? They won't be given the opportunity to if the franchise tag comes into play. Strange how Love was hyped as a top 10 pick on ESPN for weeks, but now he's treated like a scrub. Was he? I don't know. I don't pay attention to ESPN. And I didn't really, I mean, full disclosure, I really didn't pay attention to the quarterbacks a couple years ago heading into the draft because I didn't think the Packers were going to take one. I thought they'd take probably a day two guy, but I sure as hell didn't expect a day one guy. The Sammy, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Good morning from Tennessee. This is the first year I am excited for the preseason. Can't wait to see Love and TJ. I hear you, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's so weird how not having preseason last year, like you kind of missed it. Like I still understand like preseason, like you get excited for football and then it's football that doesn't matter, but you do get to see some of the young guys. And then to your point, to see Jordan Love, to see these guys out there, you know, that we haven't seen a whole lot of, that's going to be exciting. That I'm down for. Craig, thanks for the super chat. Which position is treated as more of an afterthought by management? Packers inside linebacker or Brewers third baseman? or first base for that matter. I'm going to go Packers inside backer, but just put Travis Shaw over there. Come on. Javier, thanks for the super chat. The narrative change is sus, but come on. Matt LaFleur is the head coach. Was he supposed to say that pick sucked? I mean, I think Goot doesn't pick Love if LaFleur doesn't like him, but still doesn't deserve all the crap. It's a lot. That was a journey, Javier. Not quite sure I threaded it the whole way, but I hear you, I think. I'm not quite sure. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. It's 97 again, going to be another 29 years. You never know, dude. You never know. Next, love is the next Jimmy G. Hey, Travis, guess what? Jimmy G led his team to a Super Bowl. A couple bounces here or there, he's got a ring. I'm down. Would you take that? Would you take the possibility of winning a Super Bowl with Jordan Love, knowing that he's not a great quarterback, but they could win one with him? Sign me up. I'm there. I'll take that over not being in the playoffs, over being completely destitute for years and years and years, for wandering the wilderness, trying to trade away every asset just for the chance of finding a quarterback. Sign me up. I'm all in. Josiah DeGuara, comeback season. Samuel, I'm down. I am so down. Feel like this interview with Kenny will be wholly anticlimactic. Oh, yeah. No doubt. Come on. There's no question. Rodgers will play most of it off. But it'll still be fun to hear from him, finally, since the news broke first time. I'll watch. Mission accomplished for ESPN. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on Cheesehead TV's social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.